She was staring again. It was cute how she thought I didn't notice. Maybe she was finally going to tell me. Tell me what, you ask? That she was ready. We'd been together close to a year now. I would be her first if this was the case. When she told me, eyes full of fear, I let her know that I would wait until she was ready. That had been early in our relationship. But lately, I'd been catching her looking at me differently. There was a certain hunger in her eyes. I'd seen flashes of it before, when things were getting heavy. Although I knew she wasn't ready, and I'd stop before it progressed. By the way she's been acting tonight, I think she was trying to gather up the courage to tell me. I wonder how long it will take for her to catch on that I already knew. It wouldn't be tonight from the way she was biting her lip. God, it drove me fucking crazy when she did that. I could spend forever kissing those lips. She saw me looking back. She's so cute when she blushes like that. I'm looking forward to seeing how far down that blush goes. That's for another night, however. A week passed before she came over again. There she was, looking at me again with that same hunger. The kiss she gave me when I opened the door spoke volumes. Her face flushed when I pointed out she brought what looked like an overnight bag with her. Grinning, I told her that I'd put it in my bedroom. That shy smile I received in return sent a low wave of heat through me. I needed to compose myself, so I made up an excuse to go to the bathroom. I exited the bathroom and had begun walking down the hall when she made her move. She had pinned me against the wall. Are you trying to tell me something, sweetheart? Her mouth started to open. Before she had even gotten a word out, she was against the wall, her wrist pinned above her head. I think I know what you want. Her light pink face blushed even darker. I'm going to ask you something. Her eyes glanced to the side. Sweetheart, I need you to look at me. Slowly, her gaze met mine. There we go. Smiling, I continued. Is this your way of telling me you're ready? She nodded and said yes. Are you okay with me kissing you? She nodded and bit her lip again. Pressing myself against her, I could feel her breath quicken. Her eyes fluttered shut, and I brushed my lips against her. A soft sound passed her lips. Leaning in close to her ear, if you are unsure, at any point, get uncomfortable or want to stop, we'll stop, okay? Yes. I stepped away, letting her wrist go only for her to entwine our fingers. Together, we made our way to my bedroom. Much to my surprise, she had me sit on my bed. Slowly, she began to strip, her blush growing darker with each article removed. The more she removed, the more nervous she looked. Wait. Frozen, she stopped to see what I wanted. Let me remove the rest, please. Her hands slipped from her shoulders. Biting her lip, she nodded. I motioned her towards me and wrapped my arms around her. I love you. Her shoulders were warm as I placed kisses on them. Soft sounds were falling from her lips as I unhooked her bra. She picked at me shyly, letting it drop to the ground. Grinning, I pulled her down back with me, causing her to squeal slightly. She snuggled into my arms for a moment before moving towards the head of the bed. Once she settled herself, I made my move. I dragged myself up her body and pinned her to the bed. Her eyes grew wide with excitement and nervousness. Are you still sure? We can stop right now if you want. Don't stop. Please. Pulling away just long enough to shed my shirt, we were chest to chest. Reaching to cradle her face, I pulled her in and began kissing her. I love how sweet you taste. I felt her hands slide into my hair and tug it reflexively. That sent a jolt through me, causing me to nip her bottom lip. She gasped, opening her mouth, and I dove in. You so much, sweetheart. Breaking away, I started to make my way down towards her chest. Looking up, I saw her eyes burning and lips parted slightly. My fingers slowly slid to her breasts, feeling the soft, warm skin. A soft moan fell from her lips. I took my time running my hands over them, massaging them gently. Tiny whimpers escaped her when I started playing with her nipples. You like that, sweetheart? A louder whimper slipped out when I tugged on one. Grinning, I pinched them both, earning me a louder whimper. Do you want more? She gasped when my tongue flicked teasingly against the sensitive pad. God, those sounds. Fuck. My lips wrapped around her nipple, beginning to lick. Suck and nibble. I ran my palm over the neglected breast, rubbing and squeezing, switching over to the other one once it was nice and hard. She sounded so intoxicating. Giving it one final suck, I began to kiss down again. You're doing so well, sweetheart. Kissing down her stomach caused her to giggle a little. She was so cute. Finally, I reached the top of her underwear. Pulling away enough to look at the sight of her, I looked down. You, my dear, have a wet spot. I heard rustling and looked to see her hiding behind her fingers. Darling, you're beautiful, don't hide. She was peeking at me, biting her lip. Do you want me to keep going? She squeaked out a yes. Sweetheart, can I remove those? Nodding, before raising up slightly, she allowed me to take off her underwear. Beautiful, I murmured, before slipping her legs over my shoulders. Placing a kiss by her knee, I kissed and bit up her inner thighs. Are you ready, darling? Yes, she breathed. Oh my god. Oh, you taste so... Oh, so fucking good. No. No, this is absolutely not bothering me. Well, of course you are. Of course, you sweat a little bit, but... I would have felt a little bit insulted if you weren't at least a little wet after all that I did. Oh my god, and that smell. Oh, you cannot imagine how long I wanted to just place my head between your legs and just smell that. This, yeah, I know we might have to open the windows a little bit by the end of that, but right now I can't get enough of you. Oh, you seem to like that very much too, don't you? Oh, look at you bucking your hips. Just pressing your clit against my face. Yeah, don't worry. I will take care of it. Yeah. Are you getting close? I can hear your breath become quicker and quicker. That's it, James. That's it, baby. Yes. Don't hold anything in. Just let all go and come as I'm licking you. Come as I'm playing with your clit, please. I want to feel you. I want to hear you come. Thanks to me. Come on. That's it. Come on. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, like. Yes. Oh my god, this is just running down between your legs. Here, let me just get another taste. Oh. Watching her come was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Sliding off the bed, I've stripped myself of my remaining clothes. Now I was completely bare for her. I looked over and there she was, staring. Her eyes, glazed over from her first orgasm, had lit up with hunger again. She liked what she saw. Good. Striding to the bed, I straddled her. "Do you want to keep going?" "Yes," she moaned. "Oh God, yes." Wrapping her in my arms, I began to slowly work my cock inside her. Little by little, she took me in until I was completely surrounded by her warm, wet heat. "Are you okay, darling?" she noted, biting her lip. I held her close while letting her adjust to my size. Her face was buried in my shoulder. "It's all right, it's all right. I've got you. You are just doing so good right now." Pressing kisses to her neck and shoulder helped her relax. Her fingers were digging into my shoulders. "Are you ready for me to start moving?" "Please," she whispered. Wrapping her legs around me, she began pulling away, and I began sliding in and out at a steady pace. Her quiet whimpering grew louder, turning into moans. The fingers that were digging into my back began to claw. My open mouth found hers, muffling her cries of pleasure. All I could hear was the blood rushing through my ears and the sound of skin against skin. She began to tighten around me, and I knew she was near the edge. One of my hands slid down her sleek bodies and started thumbing her clit. All the sensations sent her tumbling over the edge, taking me with her. Feeling her come on me for the first time was indescribable. I held onto her through her aftershocks. "It's all right, sweetheart. I've got you." Pulling out of her, I shifted us until she was laying across my chest. Kissing her sweaty forehead, I asked, "Did you enjoy your first time?" A sleepy yes followed by her nuzzling into my chest was my answer. "Go ahead and rest your eyes, darling. I'll be waiting for you." I felt her kiss my chest before laying her head down again. After all, she was worth the wait.